bird note from Seattle Audubon. The Tower of London has a long and notorious history. It has been the site of murderous political intrigue, dungeons, and famous beheadings, as well as a safe place to stash the crown jewels. And for more than 300 years, the Tower of London has also been home to a set of royally maintained ravens. Legend has it that in 1666, the time of Charles II and the Great Fire of London, ravens were vilified as scavengers of the dead. When asked to rid London of all ravens, including those in the tower, the king consulted his soothsayer, who foretold disaster for England and the king if the ravens were killed. The ravens would live, the king proclaimed, and be given the royal treatment. And to this day, a yeoman raven master cares for 6 ravens in the tower. The ravens are given ample food, comfy quarters, and private burials in the moat near Traitor's Gate. The ravens live out their lives happily in the tower, which is a lot more than can be said for Anne Boleyn, Thomas More, and Sir Walter Raleigh. Writers for BirdNote include Bob Sundstrom, Francis Wood, Ellen Blackstone, Dennis Paulson, and Todd Peterson. Our producer is John Kessler, and our executive producer is Chris Peterson. For BirdNote.org, I'm Frank Corrado.